So the Braisa steht Shnayim Adukim Beshtar. Mal v'oimer Shelihu v'nofal Mimeni. V'loi v'oimer Shelihu v'nofal Mimeni. Operative. So the first machlekes was when Shnayim Adukim Beshtar. So Tanakam said, Yachloiku iskay mashar b'chisomov. Pshu gam lomar Yachloiku. But this is when Shtayim Adukim Beshtar, when both of them are holding the Shtar together. And then the Gemara is Mamshich, Nofali Deidayon. If the Shtar is Nofali Deidayon, the Shtar, someone found it, not Shtayim, Lo Yoytzienu Oilomis. So he doesn't give it back, nish to the Malve or not to the Loive. Frank the Gemara, Maish Noli Deidayon. The Gemara in the beginning understand that if the Dayan found it, then you don't give it back. But Shagim, if someone else found it, then you do give it back. Frank the Gemara, Mai Shnoli the Dayan? What's in Afkemina if a Dayan finds it? If someone else finds it? What's in Afkemina? Omar Rove Hochi Ke Omar. The Achar Shemotso Shtar Shenofali the Dayan, Veichedomi the Kosav Behenpek. Lo yotzienu ilomis. If someone else found the shtar that is written a henpek on the shtar, then he doesn't give it back, nish to the malve, nish to the loive. The Gemara is masbir, not dafka azay, but veloy mi boye. Lo yikosav behenpek, the ikil amema kosav lilis veloy lovo, so then for sure the person that found it will not give it back to no one. El afilu kosav behenpek, the mikuyem, and the basin will never mekayim a shtar before the maise alvoy. So al kochuch is given to a maise al voe. Lo yachzer de chashine le piroen. Rabbi Yosei ma'arer b'chuskosei ve lo yachashine le piroen. Those are the machlekes. So the first chelik of the braise was shtayim oichzim b'shtar. It's given yachloiku be'etzem. If it's lo yniskayim, then it's a loche. Machlekes made b'shar shikos v'tzoch l'kayim ve'en tzoch l'kayim ve'en. But if someone else finds the shtar, so it's a new machlekes. Tanekame says lo yachzir. Tanekame says lo yachzir. And Rabbi Yossi holds, Yachzor lo yichashinen lepiroen. The way Rashi arayinzetz the Gemara, Rashi is masbir hazeh. Alibad et hanekame lo yachzir, we choishesh lepiroen. Now we're not choishesh lekosav lilvis veleilova because the shtar shekosu by henpek and basin will not be mekayimet if it would never be by the malve. Only it's after it's by the malve, basin make a kiyum. So mus zayin that it was by the malve. Muzayna was by the Malve. Aber why lo yachzir chayshinen lepiroen? What is the chshash piroen lefirashi? Listen carefully, as a vice toys. Rashi lo is the chayshinen lepiroen that the loive paid back to the Malve the money. The loive paid back to the Malve the money. And it fell down from the loive. The chshash of piroen is that it didn't fall from the malve. It fell from the loive. He paid back. Rabbi Yossi holds, lo yichashinen lepiroen. It would never fall from the loive. Because the loive, the minute that he gets it, he tears it right away. So b'meile al kochach didn't fall from the loive, and b'meile it fell from the malve. But razei steht klor in Rashi. Nein, it's mevur klor in Rashi that the shakle v'tayre of the sugya. The Masur Matan of the Sugi is, if we choishesh lepiroen or we not choishesh lepiroen, what is the shaila if we choishesh lepiroen or we not choishesh lepiroen? Is if we choishesh lepiroen is maybe it fell from the loive, because the loive paid back the malve, so the malve gave him the shtar. Rabbi Yosi holds lo yichashinen lepiroen, if the loive would get it, he would tear it right away. So vait, that Rashi takes it a step weiter, and he says, lu yetzuyer, will be aidim that it fell from the malve, we would give it right back to the malve. And lo yetzuyer is aidim that saw that it fell from the malve. Lo yetzuyer is aidim that saw that it fell from the malve. Lo yetzuyer the aidim will see that it fell from the malve. So you would give it back to the malve. And we would not have a tzad piroin. And lo yetzuyer it fell from the malve, we would give it back to the malve. Rashi dibur amasri lo yoytzi miyodoi lo yloive ve lo yimalve at shiyover yaliyohu oi eidim shirohu miyad minofal oi eidim shirohu miyad minofal shteit klor in Rashi if it's eidim shirohu miyad minofal if the eidim would see clear from who it fell. The Hainu, they would see that it falls from the Malve. If the Eini would see that it fell from the Malve, Avada would give it back to him. Avada would give it back to him. And it's no chash that it fell from him because maybe already someone paid him, see, he was not so careful about the shtar. Ratshi hob nicht genas a tzad bichlal to lim shat in the Gemara. The ganze noise of the sugya is shelo yoidim mi minofal ober asido eidim miyad minofal. Now Rashi says it three times in the sugya. One is Mefurish, this is the Rashi here. Ad she yavou eidim iminofal, but if the eidim say that it fell from the Malve, avada you give it back to the Malve? And the Zelbe Rashi says it twice in Rabbi Yossi. He says, why Rabbi Yossi is not choishesh lepiroen? Because if it got to the hands of the loive, he would rip it right away. He would tear it right away. Says the Rashi. He would never leave it for a second. What? The Mele, he doesn't know what to do with it. Rashi said, the Rashi tells him it. Achi Yovelio, or Yadim. Abdam gave the Rashi. You can't ask. Rashi gave them. Lo Yotze Lomis. Rashi doesn't want that someone will have a half a million like you. So Rashi took me out of them. Lo Yotze Lomis. Achi Yovelio. Oi, Shiavoyu Yadim. But Rashi says, the Moshel, Rabbi Yezi holds Loichoshish Lepiroin, because the person tears it right away. Say there. If it fell from the Loive, it can't be, because the Loive for sure will tear it. Maybe it didn't fall from the Loive. Maybe it fell from the Malve. Because, and the Malve was not careful because already they paid him, so he was not so careful about the shtar. Toshtet in Rashi is not hava mina that it fell from the Malve and the Malve was not careful. It's not sad that it fell from the Malve and the Malve was not careful, and the chshash piroin is that it was in the hands of the Malve and the Malve dropped it because it was Nifra. He was not so careful about it. We'll see in a second. And Rashi is mevoyer, our noise is from where it fell. From the Malve or from the Loive? From the Malve or the Loive? So Rabbanan say, maybe it fell from the Loive. Chashin lepiroin. So maybe don't give it back to the Malve. Rabbi Yosi says, we're not choshish that it fell from the Loive. If it will fall from the Loive will tear it right away. It's not sad that it fell from the Loive. But maybe obviously it fell from the Malve. But maybe it's Neman. But maybe you give it back to the Malve. Does it the noise of Rashi? So there's three Rashis. First Rashi steht klar, if you vow Eidim Sheromi at Ninofal, we'll give it back to him. So steht klar in Rashi, we'll give it back to the Malve. And if it falls from the Loive, we'll give it back to the Loive. And Rabbi Yosi Rashi says, the man of Adril Shtar Porol Alter Zerbilikroev, it can be it fell from the Loive. Mele Muzan it fell from the Malve, but Mele we give it back to the Malve. Das ist Shittas Rashi. Das ist Shittas Rashi. Und as Zevi Rashi, the Ktzeis brings down as Mashman, the Gemara in Davchof. The Gemara in Davchof states that if the Malve has a simen, the Moshe, the Shtar was inside a Kli, or Beyachad of Tachrich Shal Shtores, and the Malve gives a simen that it fell from that kli. The Malve gives a simen that it fell from that kli. The Hainu, his shtar was inside a box, and he has a simen on the box, and he gives the simen, we give it back to the Malve. So we see klor de zelbe yesoy, that the noise of the sugi is from who it fell, from the Malve or from the Loive. If it fell from the Malve, avada, he gets back his money. He has a right to collect with it. If it fell from the Loive says, I paid already, I got it back. But Mele, I don't have to pay you. But the noise says, if it fell from the Malve, from the Loive. Frek de kzeis achoyshen ashtarke kashe. And the kashe, we have to be maimit. Once Hashem, we get into the sugi of shtores, to be negeya, but to be maimit the shayla, I want to be maimit it very close. Zog de kzeis, and the sugi is yud beis and mud beis, yud gimel and mud alef, and yud alef is vav, the sugi of shtores, is mevuyot fakert. The Gemara says, if a person finds a shtar in the street, he can't give it back, not to the malve and not to the loive. To the Loive, for sure he can't give it back. Because maybe it belongs to the Malve. He can't give it back also to the Malve. Why he can't give it back to the Malve? Because maybe he already gave it to the Loive, like by us. Zog the Gemara, and even if the Loive stands there, and the Loive says, give it back to the Malve. Why the Loive wants you to give it back to the Malve? If he wants to pay, let him to pay. The Loive doesn't have money there. He says, give it back to the Malve, he will go to the Lekuchas, and he will collect from the Lekuchas. I don't have what to pay him, but you could give it to him. He will go to my lekuchas. Zog the Gemara, chayshinen, that be'etzem he already paid, or the cost of lilbeis ve'leilova. And he says to give it to the malve, he wants the malve to go to the lekuchas, and he has a knunia. So the Gemara, why to be chayshish? Why did he choishes? The loiva says himself that you can give it back. Zag the Gemara, shtar shenofal itra, and as a reyuse in the shtar. And we assume that this star is not a good star. Why the person was not careful? Because I'm living with a lover. Or does the Gemara end after Zion? Because it was Perua. I, why it was by him? The Shal Mishpah brings down the Gemara after Zion and Mutbe says, he was a Shtumut of Mishtamet. When he paid him, he didn't have the paper. He said, I will give you back tomorrow. You know me, Zayir Safer the Shtem, Zayir Zuzah the Shtore, the Safer the Shtore. But the Gemara says that we are choishes is a chshash, shtar shenofal isra. The shtar is the shtar ro'ua. And we have a reyuse. The hainu, why you dropped it? It's a kasha. Why you dropped it? It's a kasha. B'meila, we can't give it back to the malve. So even if we have aiding that it fell from the malve, we would not give it back to the malve. Because when the loiva claims, I paid, we have to believe it. Because if the Malva would really not, he would not pay it, if the Leva would not pay to the Malva would look after the Shtar and he would not drop it. The fact that he dropped the Shtar is a reyuse. Shtar shenofal isra. This is the whole sugya. The whole sugya, Shtar shenofal isra. Shtar shenofal isra. So val Shtar shenofal isra is a reyuse. It's a reyuse. So b'meile, even if it's eidim, I say it's like the k'tzois. He brings tiras and shchonoruch of them. Even if it be eidim that it fell from the malve, don't give it back to the malve. Because it's a reyuse. Why you dropped it? Weistois. It's a shtar perua. So I want to mechad at the dvor. So the k'tzois explains, the k'tzois there is not written so, but this is what the k'tzois means. Lulei divrei Rashi, we would read our Gemara with a different nigun. Lo yachzir, why? Because we have a chshash piroen, even if it's aiding that it fell from the malve. Atchi yovo yeliyo, dosyo. Atchi yovo yeliyo. But not atchi, it'll be very more gishmak lo yachzir oilomis. Aiding cannot help, so gishmak, oilomis. You can't give it back, kipshutoi. I want to explain. I will not bring it up if you will not ask it. And then Gishmaker Take, Lo Yachzer Oilomis. There's no way to find out. Rashi, you have to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, if you know from where it fell back, you could give back. So, yes, Yachzer. Till you know, I'm saying, so, Lo Yachzer Oilomis. Lo Yachzer Oilomis. Oilomis. But the Felix says, Oilomis. Yeah, even if it fell from him, you can't give it back anymore. That was gerecht. What? What? I think it's me other Lomis maybe. That's what I thought is the girl said. I thought it's Leyetzi me other Lomis. Eh? There's the hotel, they were not Mitzayan, Lomis Rashi, like Goras lost. I don't know how. How meduric there is, this new kind of Gemoras. But I said, I will not be bored of this diuk. But the kasha of the k'tzoris is not stam a kasha. The Ainu Rashi was geboid to ashtikl teire. Three times. Or the most, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is lechai shlepiroen. So Rashi says, why lechai shlepiroen? Rashi is lechai shtikl teire, because the lady has to rip it. Say no, the lady has to rip it, but maybe it fell from the mouth and he didn't tear it. So Rabbi Yossi has to be cholik of the ganze. Lefi Rashi is not a kasha. If it fell from the malve, we don't have a tzad of piroin. The ganze red of the swing is if it fell from the leiva from the malve. So Rabbi Yossi lechayish the piroin. The pshat is Rabbi Yossi holds that the leiva has to rip it. And men al koch, if he didn't tear it, vice versa, it didn't fall from him. Because if it will be by him, he tears it right away. As they learned Rashi and Rabbi Yossi. I got to shtickle tell you Rabbi Yossi. He has to tear it. And then we have to say, no, Rabbi Yeshua Lechayish Lepiroin Andersach. Like the Gemara's after Zion, it can't be it fell from the Malve. Because if someone pays, he for sure takes it. He will never leave it by the Malve. And then he will every time tear it. But Lefi Rashi, Rashi took the sugya and Rashi said, Shtikul Teire. That the Chayshinu Lepiroin means Chayshinu Shenofal Me'aloive, and of them Rabbi Yeshua says, Loi Chayshinu Shenofal Me'aloive. Zog the Ktsois in the Sugis von Storis as Mevuir Nishtase, that Shtar Shenofal Isra even. No, Zog the Zakashi Afrashi, and the Zakashi in the Gemara in Davchof. The Kasha the Gemara on Daf Chof. She says, the Gemara on Daf Chof, you see them again, the Ketzer, he says, so much Tirutzim to answer on Daf Chof. In Daf Chof, you don't have a Rei Yosef Nefile. I'll tell you why there's no Rei Yosef Nefile. What is this semen? It's inside a dish. You know how much that dish is worth $1 million. See, as a riot, it was inside that dish. What are you telling me? If he would not pay me, I would be careful on the shtar. You see, I lost the dish. So why is that it's a minus? By us, when we find the shtar in the street, it's a reason why it fell. Okay, you want the answer, you lost it? Weiß ich nicht. Andere sagen, dass Rashi echt gehalten hat, and Rashi means that the Eidi will come and see that he mamish lost it, but in his gomu. Not that he was mamish careful and the whole time he was going, and boom, it fell out. The Eidi will say, was a big wind and it blew away. That's the kavon. That's not the magim and hope not the ktsois. Try to answer the shtas Rashi. Aber mikol mokrim, legufam shel dvorim, legufam shel dvorim, azei de ktsois is mami, that lechure, this Rashi here is a mechudash. It's a mechudash, but I wissen how this Rashi by us, shtim with the sugya von shtoris. Aleph, aminut. No, beetzem, Medaf Regen, the first kasha of the Ktzois. Was will the full Rashi? It's a Gemara in Amud Aleph, in Zayin Amud Aleph. In Amud Aleph steht, that Shtai Madukim Bishtar, the Malve says, Shelihu Umimeni Nofal. And the Leive says, Fi Rashi, Shelihu Umimenu Nofal, Umimacht Yachloiku. Steht in Amud Aleph, that if the Malve says, Shelihu Umimeni Nofal, he could collect. And we don't say porua. And don't say that he has a migu. He could have said loy mashma by gemore. That it's in a case that he has a migu. It's not mashma dafka in the gemore that a case that he has a migu. It's not mashma dafka. The gemore is not medayik dafka sido amigu. Shtein ish dafka sido amigu. So lechure, till we asking a kasha and Rashi, as Rashi says that if it's 80, then it fell from the malve. Avadi, you have to give it back to the Malve. And the whole Rei Yosef, Poru, as the Pshat is, the Chshash Poru, as the Chshash that it fell from the Loive. But Lu Yitzur is no Tzad that it fell from the Loive, so then Avadi is no Chshash Poru, Alefi Rashi, then it's Avadi no Chshash Poru. We ask him to take a Megimore, Medach Meyashiv Zayin, but Lechur, the Kash is in Amud Aleph, the Kash is not in Amud Beis. Lechur, the Kash is in Amud Aleph. In Amud Aleph state klar, that mimeni nofal, a person says the shtar is mimeni nofal, and say that he says mimeni nofal, and he's neman, and he's neman. So lechus often a gemore that the whole shaila is from who it fell, or but if it fell from the malve, avadi has a right to collect the money. Avadi has a right to collect the money. So this kasha with a recent tesis fragt in Yud Gimel Amud Beis is a big tesis there. Like the bigger lines, the 12 line in the bigger lines, tesis says a poshta teretz. Tesis says if it's bole yodei beheter, the reyus goes off. When we find it, we cannot give it to him because mistome, if he lost it, mistome is a reyus. But if he finds it and he holds on to it, then there's no reyuse. Then there's no chisol. He has a right to give back to himself the koyach of the shtar. When we find it, there's a shtar shenofal. But when it's boli yodei beheter that he found it, he loses the chisol. They've learned shtoros for them. But I'm explaining, this is the reason the ktseis. So Be'etzim it's a tesis like the ktseis. They've learned the suya from shtoros. But what is midaf moitzis and azaz suya do is ein zach. Asidua shitas Rashi. Now we don't have to answer Teisa Teretz. Lefi Rashi, from the beginning of the sugya, is a sugya that is no tzad when the shtar is nofal, you choishish lepiroel. You're not choishish. I is often a gemorah stuff you'd base, but not me ashram zayin. Kashi from Ekzis. The all of the Rishonim learned nishtazay, avada be'evi shtar shenofal is all of the reyuses lefoneinu. Evi shtar shenofal is all of the reyuses lefoneinu. When the star shenofal, we have all the reyuses lefoneinu to be choishish, the star is not a good star, even if you're being aided. We have a gemara in Amud Aleph, boli yodei beheter. In Amud Beis, this is the way we're learning, Amud Beis. Only Rashi, by us, was miyaseh the sugya, af ander the sugya, that the whole chshash is that it fell from the loive. But if it fell from the malve, avadi he will get the star. And I was like, the ktseis bleibt zorichir. Medaf gedenken das. Das ist bezum a stirat in a whole sugi of shtoris. Yud beis, yud gimel, yud dalet. Das ist a starke kashe. Das ist one ore. There's another kasha, Atzuma, the Rashash fragt the kasha. That's meaning we don't have to know the sugars later on. The Rashash fragt Minei Vebei. That's the other end of the fragen, Minei Vebei. What Rabbi Yossi holds? Loicha Shine Lepiroin. So listen carefully to what Rabbi Yossi says. Two people, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is the Malve, Shimon is the Loive. You find a shtar, you want to know to who to give it back. To who to give it back. So if it's no henpek, maybe he only was planning to give it to the Malve. But if it's a henpek, you give it back to the Malve. Why give it back to the Malve? Maybe he paid him. I'm going to feel Ashi and it fell from the Loive. So Rabbi Yossi, no, it can't be falling for the Loive. Because the Loive rips it right away. So Mamele, you yourself that found it, you go and you give it to the Malve. Then you're 100% that it didn't fall from the Loive. Then this Chazok is so clear to you that it didn't fall from the Loive, right? You found a piece of paper that says Reuven, Shimon owes Reuven money. Now you don't know, maybe it's from Reuven, maybe Shimon got it back when he paid. No, if Shimon would get it, he would tear it. So I decide that it became from Reuven, and I go and I give it to Reuven. This is Rabbi Yossi. Open Amud Aleph, Shtayim Oizim Beshtar, Mal Ve'Oimer Sheliyu Mimeni Nofal, Ve'Loi Ve'Oimer Lefi Rashi, Sheliyu, it's a different Girsa is here, but Rashi's Girsa is Sheliyu, and I paid you already, and it fell for me. Look, Rashi Dibra Maschil Shulchou, Ve'Ichzar Toliyu Mimeni Nofal, on Rashi, Ve'Gishmak, no, it was by you. I paid you, you didn't give it to me, say that. But if you gave it to me, it's like the Rashi, the Girsa is very good in the Gemara. Because if he says that you gave it to me, it's anan tzali that you're a liar. Rabbi Yossi says, if it will be by you, you will tear it right away. If you didn't tear it right away, vice tois, it didn't fall from you. You're saying he gave it to you? Okay, amigus. He gave it to you and you paid back. Rashi says in Amud Beis, nish doesn't. When I find the shtar, I don't have to give it back to the loive, Zok Rashi. I can go direct to the malve, because I'm sure it's not from the loive. Frag the Rashash, Rashash is the Zayin Amud Aleph. Frag the Rashash, and Rashi Amud Aleph. On Rashi, it's not a kasha. First, maybe in a sugya here we could learn different. But on Amud Aleph, for sure we could learn different. But Rashi Amud Aleph said that the loive says it fell from him, and he paid back, so now he doesn't want to pay again. Rashi Amud Beis says, Alibi de Rabbi Yossi, and we see the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi was not chaylik on the Reisha. The Reisha is Yachloiku, on Iskayim Bechisomov, Nofali de Dayon, so lo Yitzi and Oilom, Miss Rabbi Yossi, Mare Bechisko, so you have to give it back. So I'm allowed to give it back to the Malve, and I assume that the loive for sure never had it. As Noch Shash Piroen, later, the Gemara maybe in one teretz, only in Ksuvah, not in it's two Ksuvahs, not in Shtei Shtoros. We're not Cheshesh. No one writes two Shtoros. Ksuvah, we'll see in a second, people write two Ksuvahs. As I frag the Rashash, Zog the Rashash, Vaistois. If I have to declare to who to give it back, I decide to give it back to the Malve. My stomach didn't fall from the Loive. Even if he yells, I don't believe him. Oh, but if the Loive is holding on to it, and he says, it was by me and I paid, it's not enough a kasha that he will lose his money. It's not enough a kasha that he will lose his money. The Hainu, if he's holding on to it and he says, I paid and it's by me, it fell for me and I paid, I wired in a tear it, a kasha for myself. If afazei vayda the shtar is by me, is not a reason to lose. Afazei vayda the shtar is by me, is not a reason to lose. Only if the shtar, where it is, to give it back, I've never seen this Rashi. As I must say, let me mamshir the Gemara weiter. Frag the Gemara, but lechai ish Rabbi Yossi lepiroin, that it fell from the loive. For sure it fell from the malve, this is what we learn in the Rashi. Votanye, mozo shtar ksuba bashuk, bezman she abal moide yachzir leisho. Ein abal moide lo yachzir lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. It's the same story. She has a shtar, that he owes her money, maybe he paid her and it fell from him. Maybe it fell from her. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Oideno tachas bayi lo yachzir leisho. Because a person doesn't pay techzmanoi. Nisamelo nisgarsho lo yachzir lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. So Pashto state that he's masking exactly the chachomim that yichoshesh lepiroen. He was only mechadesh that Oideno tachas bayi lo yachzir lo ilaze ve lo ilaze. Zog di gemore Eipuch. Nahainu, Rabbi Yossi is not choishes lepiroen, and Rabbanon are not choishes lepiroen. And read it like this: Nofali de dayan lo yitzianu elomis. Diver Rabbi Yossi, Chachomim oimrim areyu bechizkose, because we not choishes lepiroen, so we give it back to the malve. Yochi kashe de Rabbanon le Rabbanon. So why by us Rabbanon hold that areyu bechizkose, you give it back to the malve, and shtar ksube, you learn that in a baal moide lo yachzir lo yleze ve lo yleze. So imor, shtar ksube kula Rabbi Yossi, vechisur emesre veochi ktoni, in a baal moide lo yachzir lo yleze ve lo yleze. במדבר אמורים שנסעמו לו יש נשגרשו אבל עודן אותך הסבי לא יחזיר לו אישו שרבי יסי אימר עודן אותך הסבי לא יחזיר לו אישו נסעמו נשגרשו לא יחזיר לו לזה ולא לזה נאי נקולו רבי יסי דן רבי יסי בעצם הולדס דן מחוישו של פירוען שזה רבי יסי עוד זה חידוש שעודן אותך הסבי לו it's not the דרך of a people to pay אישו כסובה עודן אותך הסבי לו so בחי גם then you could give it back to the אישו אבל after the גירושין רבי יסי יש חוישו של פירוען רפופו אמר, לא אילום לא יישא איפוך. לא אילום לא יישא איפוך. זה היינו, זה רבונון ענת החוישש לפירוען, אין רבי יויסי הזנת חוישש לפירוען. So בר הזה, so why לפי רבי יויסי, that is חוישש, is not חוישש לפירוען, you can't give it back to the אישו. רבי יויסי דברים ורבונון קומו. לדידי, אפילו ניסעמו לא נסגר, שונמי לא חיישין לפירוען. And b'meile, if you find the star, it can be it fell from the isha because from the baal because he will tear it, so you have to give it back to the isha. Ledidaychu that you choishes maybe it fell from the baal. Oydu lemiya ba'oydu tachas b'ailo the yazir leisha. The last bas piroenu. Well, it's toich zmanoi. So for sure the husband didn't pay her yet. So maybe you could give it back. So the fear of popper like this. Alibed rabbonon, you choishes lepiroen. So when you find the star. Maybe it fell taki from the baal, and maybe you can't give it back to the isha. Rabbi Yossi has never choshed that it fell from the baal. You every time give it to the isha. So Rabbi Yossi le rabbanon aber chotch b'moyde to mi b'oyde nesua that the ma'ase the baal bederech klal doesn't pay the isha the ksuba b'oyde nesua. So while the baal doesn't pay the isha the ksuba b'oyde nesua. B'meile you could give back the isha the ksuba because mistama the baal never paid her back yet. V'amol le rabbanon emul tzror reat b'seh. Einig nami, a person doesn't pay ters manoi, aber einmal zrore afpesa. Einmal zrore afpesa. What is the terz of the Gemara? So lefi der Rishonim, the Rishonim explain, einig nami, a person doesn't pay ters manoi, but sometimes he gives the isha instead of a ksuve, zrore. He gives it zrore. B'meile, einig nami, she gave him the star, or she lost the star, and he gave it zrore. B'meile, now you can give it a star again because she will collect again. Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi says, "Eim etzrore atpeso b'shas anesuim." This is a Rashi. Etzrore atpeso moetzru is a ksofi moslo liyichul ksuvoso kshenesu oy leachar miken. Aber kshenesu? Fragen alle Rishonim, if the tzrore he gave her b'shas anesuim, so it doesn't make sense. If he gave it tzrora b'shas d'nesuim, if he gave it tzrora b'shas d'nesuim, so fashteinisht. He gave it tzrora b'shas d'nesuim, and he gave her a ksuve. Now you find the ksuve. Why are you allowed to give it back to the isha? Why are you allowed to give? Why lo yoytzi oylamis lechure? Normally people don't pay the wife in the middle. But maybe he gave it tzrori. Fashteinisht. He married her. He gave it tzrori, and he gave her a ksuve. B'shas nesuim, he gave her a ksuva and tzrori. So why not to give her back the ksuva now? Why not to give her back the ksuva? B'shtem elefid rishonim, he gave her a ksuva, then she lost it, he gave her tzrori in the middle. So now he don't give her back the ksuva because she will collect again. Over here, b'shas nesuim, he gave her ksuva. And he gave her tzrori, now we find the ksuva. And we say no. Why you don't give it back to the isha? You're right that husbands don't pay in the middle of this man, but maybe she has a tzrori. So what if she has a tzrori? But he gave her a ksuva and a tzrori. He gave her a ksuva and tzrori, so give it back to what he gave her. It's her paper. We don't have a tzad that he paid in the middle. So why not to give it back to him? She lost a piece of paper, give it back to the person that lost it. The only reason not to give it back to her because he paid her off. But this she had already in the beginning when he gave her the ksuva. Elisha trach. It's very good. He gave her a ksuva. Then he gave back tzrori. So does it a shayla? So does it a shayla? This makes sense. The Fidur Rishayim, it makes sense. Fidur Rishayim, it makes sense. But if Rashi, it's... Kilo steht da, bis Salom, das Bilch ist da, man da wissen. But as I find in the Rishayim, we'll go weiter. Rabbi Nama Lo'ilo Meipach Kamaisa, the time of the Rabban Nochim, Shum the Chashin, the Shtei Ksuvas. For Rabbi Yeis, the Shtei Ksuvas, Lo'i Chashin. Normally, we're not Choshe, the Shtei Ksuvas. But by Yishra, the Yisru Lehash, is Ishtab, Lo'i Ksuvah. So you're right, people don't pay in the middle of this man. But if she loses the ksuva, you're not allowed to leave her without a ksuva. So if you find a ksuva, maybe he gave her a different ksuva. And now she has two ksuvas. But maybe you can't be going there. That's the gemara. Let me have the next suki. Omar Rabbi Elazar. Machloikes b'sheshneyem adukim batoifes v'sheneyem batoiref. אבל אחד אדוק בתויפס ואחד אדוק בתוירף זה נויטל תויפס וזה נויטל תוירף ווזוק רב לזה מחלויקס בששניהם אדוקים בתויפס או ששניהם אדוקים בתוירף אבל אחד אדוק בתויפס ואחד אדוק בתוירף זה נויטל תויפס וזה נויטל תוירף. What is the pshat in the Gemara? So it's a big machlekes rishonim here. I want maybe today to make a psicha to go into the machlekes rishonim. Shitas Rashi is Toiref is at the beginning of the shtar and Toifis is the bottom of the shtar. The way Rashi learns, we'll see later by Hashem, all the rishonim of them. Rashi learns in the Toiref you have the ganze shtar, the Shem, the Loive, the Malve, everything. Even the Zman, everything is written in the Torah. Then, in the bottom of the Shtar, Tzolch Lachzor B'Shitto Rishoyin Achroino, you have again everything in the Teufas again. The only thing you don't have in the Teufas is the Zman. And the only thing you don't have in the Teufas is the Eidim, because they sign in the bottom. But the Eidim Rashi takes care later, also a very, very Shver Rashi with the Teufas. But the Baal Rashi says, Be'etzem, the Teufas and the Teufas, everyone has, in Teufas you have the Ganze, and in Teufas you have the Ganze. The Ganze Shtar is in the Teuref, and the Ganze Shtar is in the Teufas. The Ganze Shtar is in the Teuref, and the Ganze Shtar is in the Teufas. As I learned Rashi. Omar Rablozo, the Fidah Havim from the Gemara, Machleges b'sheshteyem adukim b'teufas. Nein, Yoni Magas. Or sheshneyem b'teuref. אבל אחד אדוק בתויפס ואחד אדוק בתוירף זה נויטל תויפס וזה נויטל תוירף רשי לנפשט, so what happens? So if יודי מגס from the מלווה and the תוירף and the לויבה is on the תויפס, so the מלווה says I have a whole star, so he collects the whole money. This is the way the Gemara learns. As Rashi learns the Gemara. אבל זה אדוק בתוירף, וזה אדוק בתויפס, so זוג the מלווה, I have the whole star, I could collect the whole money. I, the לויבה, also holds the whole star, so what? So what? So what if the לויבה has the whole star? The מלווה has the whole star, and the לויבה has the whole star. So the לויבה wants to collect, also learn to collect for himself. The star of the לויבה is not against me. Well, laugh. The Teuref is a star, and the Teuref is a star. Not only that. Punkt verkehrt, sagt der Ramban. Luyutzir, the Malve holds the Teufels, and the Leuve holds the Teuref. Also, you would collect the whole thing. Because you could collect with Teufels, and you could collect with Teuref. You could collect side with Teuref, and side with Teufels you could collect. Everyone is a reason to collect. The Teuref is a reason to collect, and the Teufels is a reason to collect. The Teuref is a reason to collect, and the Teufels is a reason to collect. As they learned Rashi, as they the Ramban, as Masbir, Klori says that this is the best pshat in the sugya. See, Tesis Frekt, Kashas of Rashi. But first, that the Tchilas Advorim. Keilu, Ashtar Medaber B'Shtei Koilas. Ashtar Medaber B'Shtei Koilas. A value you can't collect twice. Oh, but the Teiref is a reason to collect. And the Teifes is a reason to collect. Everyone is a reason before they ask me to collect the whole money.
Which one of them is a stock of the other
money? Every one of them.
I
said again, be a soda, you could do it. Be a soda, you could do it. When you want to cut it, when you're out of 80, you say, we'll lose everything. Because the
80
at the bottom go on the whole thing if he's murder. Say the what? I said, well, get to the 80. The 80 is the bayot. But be a soda, ain't a chanami. So what is the pshat in the Gemara? Zen noitel toiref v'zen noitel toifes lefirashi. When you do yachloiku daheim. Again, voshteit in our Mishnah, yachloiku. The pashas yachloiku means you get chetzi. You read the Gemara good. Omar Rablozo. Machloikes, what is machloikes? Daheinu, yachloiku, when it's chatzi, b'sheshneim adukim b'toifes, or b'sheshneim b'toiref. Aval echod oduk b'toifes v'echod oduk b'toiref. So Rashi says, then it's not yachloiku. So then you collect the whole lot. You collect the whole choyf. Zeh noit al toiref, vzeh noit al toifes, vzeh noit al toiref. Az ish itas Rashi lefi de Ramban. This is the Hava Mila from the Gemara. Rabbi Yechonam alo ilam choyrikim afu lechad lo adu b'toifes, vzeh lo adu b'toiref. Votan yezeh noit al mogim agas ויצח לקוי יותר במציא יוחם על המים לצריך את המקרב לגבי הר מה הוא עושה אם אומר לי פלוג אוכי כמו שהוא אומר לי מייחוד דפה גזור היא פלוג אוכי הוא גלה לו תסיר רבי איכלון הנצאי אומר לרב אחי מדיפת לרבינה לפי רעשי לרב לזר דה אומר זה נוית אל תויף וזה וזה נוית אל תוירף לא אומר לי וכי לא צור על פי צלחוס היו צריך what is the gemara's kasha זוג דה רמבן he gets the whole money And the loiva gets garnished. So why are you telling me zen noit al toiref v'zen noit al toifes? He gets the whole money. When the Gemara is asking a kasha lomoli v'chilotzur al pitz l'chusoi, the Gemara understands again that he's getting the whole money. Now that we're not getting the whole money, l'fi Rashi zen noit al toiref v'zen noit al toifes, he gets the whole money. He gets the whole money. He gets all of the money. This is the koyach to get the whole money he gets. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Frag the Gemara, v'chimeachar sheze tofus v'oimed, v'ze tofus v'oimed. Zeno ito teifes, v'zeno ito teiref lomali. V'chilotzur al pitz l'chus ayu tzorich. So what is the kasha v'chilotzur al pitz l'chus ayu tzorich? The kasha is zog de Ramban. So the mother gets the whole thing. So what are you telling me? He gets the teiref and he gets the teifes. What, are you making fun of the loiva? You're giving him the teifes? You know, he doesn't need it. Say, avol zet echod oiches b'teiref v'echod teifes mekabel hakoil. What, machte letzolus from him? You get the teiref and you get the teifes? But you're giving the mother the whole money. But it's a bistel deichak to optage the Gemara like this. But this is the way the Ramban is learning pshat the Das Rashi. That the Gemara learning b'zeh toir b'teifes, b'zeh b'teifes, or either way, he gets the whole money. So frag the Gemara, so what are you telling me? Zog the Ramban, what do you mean what are you telling me? I told you a big chiddush, that he collects the money. I want to explain what the Ramban is coming to explain. Lefi Rashi, we're learning pshat zeh noitel toir v'zeh noitel toifes, that he collects the whole money. That this is the avon of the sugya. That he could collect the whole money. Frag the Gemara, if he could collect the whole money, so why are you telling me zenoitel teiref v'zenoitel teifes lotzur apitz l'chuzoi? Frag the Ramban, what do you mean? I told you a huge chiddush now. Now if they're holding the teiref, yachloiku. If they're holding the teifes, yachloiku. If he has, honor the teiref, honor the teifes, he gets the whole money. First, frag the what I said. I said huge chiddushim. He asked me what I said. Chilotzur apitz l'chuzoi? Zayn the Ramban, yes, so tell me that if one of them is holding the teiref of the teifes, he gets a lot of money. He gets mekabel hakoyim. To say, zeh mekabel teiref v'zeh teifes, ki'ilu they have enough kemina in a piece of paper. Ari lefi Rashi, side the teiref, side the teifes, he could collect the whole thing. Side the teiref, side the teifes, he could collect the whole thing. This is the way Rashi is learning. So you write that be'etzem, I told you a huge chiddush, that you have a koyach to collect the whole thing. You have a koyach to collect the whole thing. About the words, זה טייפס ונטיירף. אז נשמש מה זה. אבל we will have to understand לפי רשי, זה נשת זה פושט. Because if he holds the טייפס, he has the זמן. If he holds the טייפס, he doesn't have the זמן. So זה נפקמינה what he's holding, the טייפס or the טייפס. A shtar with a zman you gave him from Mishu Abodim, a shtar on a zman you not gave him from Mishu Abodim. It's a nafkemina what he's holding on.
It's not nafkemina what he's getting.
It's a nafkemina what he's getting. So zen no itel teiref, I'm telling you, if he gets, if he could be gave him from Mishu Abodim, or he cannot be gave him from
Mishu
Abodim. But this one he was mechadesh, zen no itel teiref, zen no itel teiref. He didn't say goyve hakoyl. He says the one that is holding the teiref gets the teiref, and the one that is holding the teifas gets the teiref. It's
no chedesh.
It's a chidush. No. Avadanisht. And for the Gemara lefi Rashi. And for the Gemara lefi Rashi. Omar Leilad May. No. I Bichlal never meant it. He only gets 50%. He doesn't get the whole Zach. Avadi, you can't be good with the whole Shtar. And the Gemara is Choyzer Chazor from the Ganze Shtikul Teir. And there's a whole Chazor here. Omar, Hai Shtore. The Izbiz Man Kamesho, the Izbiz Man Shtore, the Izbiz Man Kamesho, the Izbiz Man Kamesho, the Izbiz Man Kamesho, the Izbiz Man Kamesho, the Izbiz Man You do yachloiku, and here the Gemara has a chazora from the ganze avone. Avada, even if he's holding the teifas, and even if he's holding the teiref, it's not the pshat that he gets the whole money. Avada, he doesn't get. It's an afkemina with a zashtar and a zashtar, so you divide. But not the pshat that he's gave him shabodim or not gave him shabodim. The Gemara had to say stam. If he has this man, he's gave him shabodim. If he doesn't have this man, he's not gave him shabodim. The Gemara doesn't say that. Here the Rashi is not a name. This whole shtikul teira that we had at Tzad, that if a person holds on to the teiref, he will be gave the ganze choiv, the Gemara is choizer lemaskone. And the achloiku is not that he gets the ganze choiv, the achloiku is that he gets chatzi from the ganze shavis of the shtar. And the leiva avada gets chatzi from the shtar. They're holding on to the shtar. Even there is a musak zem noitel amokim shiori magas, vizem noitel amokim shiori magas. Avada, this needs a lot of hesba b'shitas Rashi, and Avada tastes and all the rishonim lina andosh the sugya. So Hashem tomorrow I'm davkin a rain tif. That's what the sugya does.